I know how to fix our badly broken healthcare system and save billions in the process. It sounds unbelievable, but my plan is as down-to-earth and practical as you can get. Before I tell you what my plan is, let me fill you in on my background. I'm not a doctor, and I'm not an expert on healthcare policy. I'm a science journalist and nutrition author. About a decade ago, after my mother suddenly got very sick, I put my research skills to work to help her find the best possible treatment. Much to my surprise, I discovered that we really don't have a healthcare system. We have a sick care system. The only healthcare system that can keep you truly well is the healthcare system that is within you. I'm talking about your own miraculous body. Miles of blood vessels, muscle fibers, and nerve pathways that have only one purpose: to keep you alive, moving, thinking, and thriving. And it's amazingly good at it. That's how we save our current healthcare system: by not using it. We shouldn't have to rely on doctors, hospitals, and insurance companies. Yeah, they can save us from disaster, and they often do, but they can't make us well. If you take care of yourself, you likely won't need medical intervention. And if you don't take care of yourself, sooner or later you become a permanent patient, and the insurance companies, the hospitals, and big pharma have you exactly where they want you. So, time to take control of you, your mind, and your body. Let's look at five ways you can do that. Eat better. Sleep better, move, resist, and engage. These are all things your body wants you to do, is designed to do. Eat better. You literally are what you eat. Food is one of the great pleasures of life, and I'm all for indulging in it. Eat everything, but make sure that everything you eat has value. Eat real food. Meat, fish, chicken, vegetables, fruit. Are you never going to eat a French fry or a piece of cake again? Of course not. But make them a special treat, not a regular part of your daily diet. The best way to do this is to not bring them into the house. The old line, "I can resist anything but temptation," is so true. So don't tempt yourself. Keep the bad stuff out of the cupboard and out of the fridge. You'll save yourself money and give your body a break. Win-win. Sleep better. Your body repairs itself while you sleep. If you don't get enough sleep, nothing will work as it should. 7 to 9 hours seems to be about right for most people, and some people can get by with less, but they're the exception, not the rule. Matthew Walker, the renowned sleep scientist at UC Berkeley, documents in his book, Why We Sleep, that even one bad night can throw you off. How do you sleep better? The first step is to establish a routine. Go to bed and wake up at roughly the same time. A recent study published in the medical journal Sleep highlighted the importance of a sleep routine. Makes sense. If your body knows that X hour is when you hit the pillow and Y hour is when the alarm goes off, it gets itself into a good sleep groove. Move. To move is to live. If you don't move, you're not living, not fully anyway. The body craves movement. Walking is movement, so is climbing stairs, hiking, jogging, swimming, and cycling. Sitting on the couch, driving a car, and hunching over your laptop is not movement. Your blood needs to circulate. You need to circulate. Find time every day to move. Build it into your daily routine. Resist. The most important resistance movement you'll ever engage in is resisting gravity. Everyone needs to engage in some physical exercise. 3 times a week, even just 20 minutes, is a great place to start. That exercise should involve pushing against the deeply human desire to do nothing. Lifting weights qualifies. But just pushing against your own body weight, as in push-ups, pull-ups, or squats, is fine too. If you don't use your muscles, they'll atrophy. They'll grow weaker, and so will you. It's as simple as that. Engage. We are social animals. We need other people. We need community. Loneliness is a real problem, and social isolation is not healthy. The National Institute of Aging says that prolonged bouts of isolation are the equivalent of smoking 15 cigarettes a day. In addition, a Harvard study found that having good friends is a key predictor of longevity. Find a religious community, join a club, volunteer for a charity. Like anything worthwhile, making friends takes some work. If you want friends, you need to be a friend. Eat better. Sleep better. Move. Resist. Engage. Take care of your body, and it'll take care of you. I'm Max Lugavere, host of the Genius Life podcast for Prager University. Thank you for watching this video. To keep PragerU videos free, please consider making a tax-deductible donation.